Be to you, O Lord. Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, help us to have faith. Amen. Jesus was not able to perform miracles in his hometown because they didn't have faith. So what does he do? He moves on. He goes to other towns that will receive him. And he sends his disciples out to do the work that he is doing too. The disciples are successful in preaching repentance, good news, and doing miracles. The problem is thinking that there is some kind of favoritism or privilege from being from the right town or place. We are no better than anybody else because of where we live or where we are born. Nobody can expect special treatment. God makes this very clear in the reading from Ezekiel. It's almost awkward to hear these words in the Hebrew Bible that accuse Israel of being a rebellious nation. There are other verses in the Bible that suggest that the Hebrews are a chosen nation. But sometimes we forget that to be chosen doesn't give a special pass or favor. God demands upright, ethical, faithful behavior from all people, regardless of what piece of land they call home. We can think even more deeply about this. Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Unbelief is to doubt that the hand of God is at work in all things. They laughed and ridiculed Jesus as though he were some kind of an oddity, as if the hand of Almighty God was not at work in him. Paul says that he was afflicted by a thorn in the flesh, by a messenger of Satan to keep him from feeling too elated, too at ease. Paul cried out to God to remove this thorn in his flesh, the pain and torment, just like Jesus cried out in the Garden of Gethsemane for the Father to take away the cup of suffering, and just like the psalmist cries out to God for mercy, and just like right now the people of Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Russia, Sudan, right here in the United States, people cry out to God for mercy and for relief from terrible pain and atrocities. Do we believe? Do we lack faith? Do we assume that there must be some kind of a mistake? Faith is to desire justice. Has God forsaken us? As difficult as a moment as this must have been for Jesus, he does not let his pain turn to hate. He does not smite, punish, or retaliate. He just moves on. Sometimes the greatest act of faith is to move on. If we are not given a warm reception, if we are not valued and welcomed, and if we think our only option is to fight, maybe it's better to move on. Because what is faith, after all, than an acceptance that even those who have hated us could not have done otherwise? That was their fate. It was our fate. We can be amazed at their unbelief, but we don't have to fight about it. I'm beginning to think that faith is something quite scientific. Science is a creative human discovery of God. Suppose we have someone in our life that treats us horribly. If we are people of faith, then we must go to God and ask, why? Why does this person act this way? And the more we learn about the causes, the more that we discover that it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with their own history. Through such an investigation, we can arrive at a deeper sense of justice and faith. Jesus didn't give up on his mission or sense of purpose just because his hometown rejected him. He went on to other towns, and then he delegated his work to his disciples. And what do you think would happen eventually to the leaders of Nazareth when every town around them accepts Jesus and the coming kingdom of God? Eventually, they would accept him too, out of positive social pressure. Faith sometimes is very practical and pragmatic. Paul says that God didn't remove the thorn from his side. Instead, God said that God will work through his perceived weakness. God's power will be made perfect in our weaknesses too. If we have faith in God, then there are no mistakes. Everything that happens under God's watch. It all goes back to God. God is good. We are bound for goodness and justice. Paul says he knew of someone in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven and was shown the mysteries of the universe. I think he's talking about Jesus. Would have been about 14 years before Paul's ministry that Jesus would have died and resurrected. The mysteries that Jesus saw was that everything is going to be okay. The universe is headed in a good direction. This is what we call grace. God's goodness will prevail. God's word will change us for the better. Ezekiel says that when we hear the word of God, the Spirit enters into us and makes us to stand up on our feet. We have a force that is far greater than us. It's God, God's force. It's a good force. It's a force that transforms us. So take a deep breath. Let God's Spirit in. Whenever we are weak, God is strong. We will cast out demons. We will heal the sick. We will see God's kingdom come. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the